The next evening, there was a heavier storm with 60 miles an hour winds. The electricity and the phone service went out, and everyone sat around in Raymond's bar, huddled up in coats and mittens and stocking caps. They played Gin Rummy by candlelight and listened to the reports on a transistor radio about the river. Casper's Bridge below Shady Cove was out. Schools all over the area were closed. Army helicopters were attempting to rescue people stranded in isolated mountain communities. The sheriff's men were evacuating people from Sam's Valley on the Left Fork. People with cabins on the river were beginning to come into town. The Red Cross was setting up emergency shelters in the high school gym in town. "How is Hilda?" Raymond asked John. "How the hell should I know?" he said. He thought he was catching a chill, and he felt morose. "She's not my client anymore anyway," he added, so it would be on record. "She's going to Newman Hunter." Newman Hunter was 9 years younger than John. He had an office in the old brick Wells Fargo building, all gussied up with gold scales and bar chairs and an antique safe and a black tufted leather sofa. He dressed in costume like a movie gambler from the 90s, a red vest and a watch chain, a Stetson hat and boots. Whenever the News Sentinel did a feature on the town, they included a photograph of Newman, entitled "Colorful Local Attorney." Since these activities were not properly lawyerish, the local bar snubbed him. It was just like Hilda to be attracted to a charlatan like that. Hilda, in her dotage, had discovered the law courts. She had pestered John continually to sue the United States government, the county, the Power and Light Company, even personal friends. She had done this despite the fact that she knew John detested going to court, which meant putting on his hearing aid. Moreover, his experience in the law had taught him that most court cases were unnecessary. If you waited long enough, people either settled out of court or forgot their grievances. Time itself was on your side. But Newman was an actor and enjoyed making court appearances, no matter how outlandish the cases were. Now Hilda was giving Newman trouble. He wondered if she had used her recorded announcement voice on him. Yes, let Newman persuade Hilda to leave the chalet, he decided. He could go out there in his movie outfit clothes and no doubt get a story in the News Sentinel about how he had endangered his life for his client.